We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Senator Blois Olson, WCCO 621's our time. Couple of press conferences today. One of those, Blois, will be Joe Mauer.
Yeah, he'll obviously talk about his decision to retire, and I think that will dominate a lot of the news going in today.
And then also a press conference over at the University of St. Thomas this morning regarding a new athletic director.
Well, there we go. A little sports news, which I think people will find refreshing after the election's been over.
Kurt Dowd, what's the future for Kurt?
Well, he'll be the leader of the House Republicans now, even though they're in the minority. There was a slight challenge to him last Friday from Tim Miller, a state representative, but Miller was beat decisively. But Republicans really are looking at how they can find some success, not just in the next election, but for the long term. They haven't won a statewide race in 12 years since Tim Pawlenty was elected governor. And they're kind of scratching their heads saying, what do we need to do? And with 2020 right around the corner, and then 2022 would represent redistricting. So the House and the Senate are up again in the next two election cycles, not to mention then the governorship is up again in 2022, and they're kind of looking at that. They think the DFL has built a much more aligned campaign structure amongst interest groups, et cetera, and that the GOP is more fractured, and so look to them to try to consolidate outside the party some sort of campaign operation that allows them to be unified across these races.
Has anyone analyzed how Tim Walz won the governorship?
Yeah, he won it across the state. I think there's some highlights. One is he won his own congressional district, CD1, even though Jim Hagedorn won it for Congress. So he outperformed Democrats traditionally down in that district. And then he flipped a lot of Trump precincts. Now, some of those precincts were in the suburbs where Democrats really ran up the score. But he flipped some Trump precincts in greater Minnesota. And people are looking at that, kind of scratching their head, because Republicans really thought that that's where they would run better. The truth of the matter is that turnout for Democrats was off the charts last week. It was off the charts for everybody. But, you know, Jeff Johnson got 200,000, more votes than he did last time, but it still wasn't enough compared to what Walz got. And that's really where Republicans are saying they need to be more appealing to people in order to get the number of votes.
Blois, does the governor-elect still have time to serve as an outgoing congressman in D.C.?
He does. In fact, he's going to head out this week and take care of some congressional business. You know, he's the ranking member on that Veterans Subcommittee for Veterans Affairs. He'll have to transition some of his staff out. Obviously, there's a party change in his congressional seat, so some of those people will be looking for jobs in D.C. They're likely to probably apply to Angie Craig or to Dean Phillips' office. But, yeah, he'll be out there this week, and then they'll also begin in earnest the transition here in Minnesota.
What about Tom Emmer's future?
Well, it's interesting you should say that. There's some reporting out, and we're working on confirming it, that he's running to lead the House Republican campaign arm, the NRCC, the people that run the ads and recruit the candidates, and that he's the favorite in doing that. And there's some text flying this morning, and we may have a confirmation from Congressman Emmer that indeed that's what he's focused on right now.
Well, we'll look forward to that information, Blois, as well this morning here on WCCO. And then you mentioned the staffs for the newly elected congresspeople. Where do they come from? Are they Minnesotans? Are they D.C. long-timer vets? What's the story?
It's usually a blend. It's usually people who you trust locally. Constituent service is usually run out of the home state, and then legislative work and media work is usually done out of D.C., and everybody does it a little different, but usually it's a combination of people who know your home but also understand D.C. and bring with their experience of kind of navigating the process in Washington.
Talking to Ilhan Omar last week, Blois, and now I see they're going to put her on the cover of The New Yorker.
Yeah, she's had a national profile. It's only going to increase. Last night, She responded to a tweet from Oklahoma Senator Tom Cotton about political asylum seekers or asylum seekers in this country. She really challenged Tom Cotton. I would imagine that could be a national story today. But I think she's going to be one of these kind of national symbols and national spokespeople, especially on these immigration issues.
What happens to Governor Dayton now in these last few days of his governorship?
Well, he's got a little time. He's still recovering from that back surgery. And I think the idea is that he'll begin to probably move out of the residence and start to wind things down. His team is working very hard on transition, and I think he'll be in sync with Governor-elect Walz on that as well.
Blois, how do I get more information from you?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and there's a link to subscribe right there.
You have an awesome week there, Blois. I will talk to you tomorrow morning.
I'll talk to you then, Dave.
It is 626 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.